I wonder if you could just turn with me to Colossians chapter 1. Just want a few minutes just to point us to the scriptures together. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. I'll give you a page number here. Yeah, if you don't have a Bible, there's a few just being passed around. Jill's got one there. So in those Bibles that you're just about to have, it says this, Colossians chapter 1. Thank you so much. 1182. Thanks, Cynthia. 1182. And just reading a couple of verses for us as we prepare for communion tonight. Colossians 1, verses 13 and 14. And it's at the end of an amazing prayer that Paul has been praying for those in Colossae, for their growth and development in the Lord. And he ends like this. He says, For he, Jesus, has rescued us from the dominion of darkness. I thought about that as Dave was just saying, that the darkness in our city. And he's rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. And he's doing that for Iranians in Iran and in Birmingham and in Brighton. He's doing that for folks there on the door at the Grand Hotel. He's doing that in people's lives through the missions and the holiday clubs and things we've been having that here. And he is the God who is able to rescue people from the dominion of darkness and bring us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And I want folks tonight, just as we prepare for communion, to bring out just four key words in those two short verses. Four kind of verbs or words that have that kind of sense of what God has done. These words, in my mind, as this came to me, as I was actually praying with Graham and Margaret, when these words just really struck me. Do you know the old hymn, "Praise my soul, the King of Heaven, to his feet thy tribute bring"? What are these next words? Ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. I mean, they're great words, aren't they? They're great words. And I was thinking about these great words in this two short verses here. Rescued. Brought. Redeemed, or redemption. And forgiven. The forgiveness of sins. And so just as we come to communion, let's allow our hearts to go, wow, again. Let's allow the good news of what Christ has done to bubble up within us, that we would take hold of this broken bread and cup with faith, but also that there would be something of taking hold of it, which gives us that passion again to know and believe that God can work in those around us as well. He's rescued us from the dominion of darkness. Our God is in the rescue business, and he is able to rescue from the very real dominion of darkness that is around us. We are in a battle. We have an enemy who's blinding people's eyes. We have a city that has so many caught in darkness. And yet, the darkness will not win. Jesus is the rescuer, and he has rescued us. And that is your testimony and my testimony for many of us here. And if it's not your testimony, it can be. That whatever darkness is trying to take hold of your life, that Jesus is able to rescue it from you from it. And what we're about to share in this bread and this cup are reminders of how he rescued. He, at the cross, made a public spectacle of evil, triumphing over the dominion of darkness. But that's only one half of the story. He didn't just rescue us, he brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. It's not just that he's kind of taken us, as it were, out of the dungeon. I think of that, "My chains fell off, my heart was free." You know, that wonderful hymn, "And Can It Be?" But he's brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. You know, Jesus is the one who is eternally loved by the Father. The pleasure of the Father in the Son is there for all eternity. And this kingdom is the kingdom of light and life, the kingdom where we are brought into this wonderful place where we're secure, where we can know that love, that peace, that joy. He hasn't just rescued us. He's brought us into, I love that in the Psalms he says he brought us into a spacious place. He rescued us because he delighted in us. Hey, tonight, remember again that God's brought you into a spacious place. In fact, in Ephesians it says he's seated us in heavenly places with every spiritual blessing. May you and I know something not just of what he's rescued us from, but what he's brought us into. And there's another then wonderful couplet we have here in this passage in Colossians chapter 1 in the next verse. For it says, he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption. We're redeemed. We sung it in one of our songs earlier. We're redeemed. To be redeemed is to have someone pay for your freedom. Not just for your freedom, but to sort of to repay, to restore you to how you were meant to be as part of the family. You know that wonderful story of Ruth in the Old Testament? Where her kinsman redeemer kind of brings her back into the family. Into her rightful place. An even better place. And we have a kinsman redeemer. We have a redeemer, Jesus Christ, who paid with his own life for my life and your life. In him is full redemption. He will redeem, the psalmist says, his people from all their sins. All paid for. But again, not just the past prayed for, but this wonderful future that we have, this amazing security in him. And then just lastly, the forgiveness of sins. You know, one of the things that the apostles did was they declared people forgiven. Because forgiveness is a really hard thing for us to take on board. We've been trying to teach the children. Did you notice it says up there that God is the great forgiver? And the psalmist says this in Psalm 130. He said, if God kept a record of sins, who could stand? No one here, myself included, would be able to stand before God if God wasn't a God who forgave. None of us would have a right to come and worship the holy God if God didn't forgive. But the psalmist goes on and says, with you there is forgiveness so that we may with reverence serve you. With a holy awe that says, wow, there is one who at great cost has paid my debt. He has taken my sin and given me his righteousness. That is the wonder of what Jesus has done. In him there is redemption, the forgiveness of sins. In Christ, it is all these things are in Christ. Our rescue, our being brought into this kingdom of the Son he loves, to be redeemed and to be forgiven is all in Christ. And so we come and we take hold of Christ. We take hold of his death, his resurrection, his sure and certain return. And we take hold of it with wonder and worship in our heart. Believing again, repenting again, saying, no, we don't want to side with darkness. We want to walk in the way of the King. And we come and allow that to so fill our hearts that it spills out of our hearts, longing to share it with those around us. And maybe just now we could bow our heads. Just prepare your heart. You may just want to come and say sorry again. Lord, we confess our sin, knowing that you are faithful and just and will forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You may want to come and say, thank you, Lord, for bringing me out of darkness into your light. I want to walk in your light. I want to take hold again of all that you've done for me, Jesus Christ. Be my all in all. For we ask in your precious name. Amen.